Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 20th. Tesla has applied a $1,210 discount to new inventory Model 3 vehicles in the U.S. It now starts at $39,030 before incentives. With a $3,750 federal tax credit, it's now $35,280, which is about the original price that Tesla was aiming for. It also brings the lease price down to $384 a month. As for new Model 3 orders, Tesla is maintaining the same price and deliveries by June for all versions. Tesla is also discounting some new inventory Model X vehicles by $1,560, but not across all of them. Now, according to Matt Jung from Tesla Inventory Charts, the Model 3 inventory is at a year high right now. Be that the case, it makes sense that Tesla is adjusting the price on the fly. We may see more incentives as time marches to the end of the quarter. General Motors announced that the Chevrolet Silverado EV WT will have 450 miles of range on a single charge, which is significantly higher than expected. This will be the higher trim level, and also a lower trim 350-mile version will also be made. The higher range will be the first units that are built, called the First Edition. These are expected to feature 510 horsepower, 615 pound-feet of torque, 12,000 pound of payload capacity, and 8,000 pounds of towing capacity. That capacity is going to be a bit limited, but GM says that the max towing package will upgrade that to 20,000, and that's expected to come sometime in 2025. Now, going back to the battery range, this is indeed much more than the Ford Lightning 320 miles of range with their extended battery, and more than 328 miles for the Rivian R1T, again with their highest range configuration. And of course, there's also the Cybertruck. Tesla has yet to update the Cybertruck pricing despite the pickup soon entering production. Electrek peers into the crystal ball to come up with some price targets for the highly anticipated, highly unique vehicle. When unveiling the Cybertruck back in 2019, Tesla announced a starting price of $39,900 and a high trim level starting at $69,900. These configuration specs and pricing stayed on Tesla's website and pre-order page for about 2 years before they were removed at the end of 2021. Tesla hasn't updated it yet, and they may not have decided either. We already have pricing on the Rivian R1T and the Ford F-150, but those are evolving, and we are also waiting for the final price on the Silverado EV, which of course recently had the range announcement. At Electrek, we're going to guess that for the Cybertruck, the starting price of the dual-motor 300-plus-mile version will be $60,000. And the higher-end quad motor with over 450 miles of range, that one we're going to guess starts at $85,000. There's also the $80,000 limit for a vehicle to qualify for the federal tax credit, so perhaps there's going to be a large gap between something that does qualify and then an awfully stacked truck that won't. VinFast is teaming up with Sony, which will provide new in-car streaming services for the Vietnamese Auto Group. The content can then be streamed through the vehicle's infotainment system with up to 4K resolution support and immersive sound through what they're calling DTS audio. This is certainly following the leader, although there is still some room to grow. Tesla started their own service, which has native access to Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, and YouTube. For the sake of VinFast, let's hope that there is a lot of diehard Sony fans out there who are going to buy a car for the sake of having a smoother streaming experience. I'm not quite sure how yet, but VinFast expects EV sales to grow by nearly 600% in 2023 to 50,000 units. They are ramping up to become a global EV brand. Good luck, guys. Analysts weigh in with General Motors and Ford and talk about them hitting their EV targets. Morgan Stanley analyst Adam Jonas questioned Ford CEO Jim Farley on their targets, saying, quote, "I just get a little nervous with the 2 million unit capacity target that you have hanging out there for the second half of 2026, which, just in my opinion, is a crazy high number." He went on to ask, quote, "Can I get you to verify that volume target?" And Farley responded, "Yes, absolutely." Now, Farley believes that Ford will be able to cut costs on the current EV lineup and implemented what they have learned to enhance efficiency with their second-generation models. As an example, he brought out the Ford Mustang Mach-E, in which materials went down by $5,000. With Ford projecting a $3 billion loss this year on their EV unit, and pricing pressure mounting from Tesla, many doubts of the company's ability to hit this goal have come forward. Now, on the other hand, with General Motors, they did recently sell over 20,000 electric vehicles for the first time just this last quarter. However, the lion's share of those units are the Chevy Bolt, which is soon to end production. General Motors reaffirmed their target of having the capacity to power 1 million EVs by 2025. But according to Sam Fiorani, the head of global vehicle forecasting at Auto Forecast Solutions, he says the target, quote, will be difficult based on GM's planned battery production. Now, GM expects their Ultium battery plant to reach full capacity by the end of this year, with their second plant expected to come online next year. After that, a third is slated to open in early 2025. GM claims a total capacity of the three facilities to be enough to reach 135 gigawatt hours. That's enough for 1.3 million EVs annually. However, with a slow ramp-up expected for those three plants to come online, analysts are predicting only 58 gigawatt hours, about half of GM's goal. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.